This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
A nuclear war could break out any minute. That warning from North Korea's deputy ambassador to the United Nations. He told a UN committee Monday that his country has been subjected to, quote, an extreme and direct nuclear threat from the United States. The deputy ambassador also warned that all of the North American mainland is within their firing range. Things have been more than tense between the U.S. and North Korea thanks to increasingly tough U.N. sanctions and the war of rhetoric between President Trump and Kim Jong-un, trading insults like rocket man and mentally deranged. The president has ruled out talks with Pyongyang, but Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said just a few days ago that diplomacy will continue until the first bomb drops. At a meeting with Japanese officials in Tokyo, Deputy Secretary of State John Sullivan also expressed hope for diplomacy while acknowledging it might not work.
We must, however, with our allies in Japan and South Korea and elsewhere, to be prepared for the worst should diplomacy fail.
Vice President Mike Pence did his part to assure Japanese representatives that the U.S. is ready and able to stand up to North Korea.
The United States of America will continue to bring the full range of American power to bear on the regime in Pyongyang, as we hope to achieve through diplomatic and economic means a peaceable solution.
All this happening as the U.S. and South Korea begin joint military exercises off the Korean Peninsula involving fighter jets and warships. In Los Angeles.
Well, also, you're hearing that the North Korean threat looms, as this looms, as many across the country are waking up. We haven't heard from Rocket Man for a while, it seems, and he wants the headlines back. And here he gets it this morning by warning its neighbors. Nuclear war may break out any moment. The U.S. Navy is testing a ballistic missile shoot-down capability. And meanwhile, North Korea sees the military drills there on the peninsula as a rehearsal for invasion. So, you know, this may be all coming to a head. And yes, this is all dangerous rhetoric. You know, but what would you expect? I mean, do you think that Donald Trump is playing this right? Go ahead.
I like how they're acting like we didn't do anything. They're just coming after us, man. They're threatening us with nuclear.
Yes.
Well, that's not how that's not how it's been at all.
Yeah.
If you remember correctly, it's always been them saying death. You know, we're gonna nuke the United States.
Yeah, we're basically they declared war against the United States.
Well, yeah.
And they said they're gonna destroy us. I mean, they're gonna target. You know, either they're targeting Guam or they're gonna go down and release. I mean, depending on how crazy this guy wants to go, is he going to obliterate half of the peninsula just out of his own ego and insanity?
Well, they've already shot missiles over an ally.
Yes, right.
What more do we need to see? Mm-hmm. I don't understand why the rest of the world, including China and Russia, aren't going, hey, this has to stop. This cannot go on. Hey, because this is ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. Hey, well, I've got to imagine, China and Russia, it's not like they've been totally out of it. Could they have done more? You know, possibly. They've done some things. I mean, they've, after all, you know, in the UN to get the agreement, this unanimous vote that has to exist or they can't move forward with it with sanctions, and that was a good move in terms of what China and Russia did. But now it's like basically it's their charge. And if what we're hearing is true, remember what Michael Rubin said, it's Russia that is really driving the narrative even more so than China here.
Well, either that or it shows you how little UN sanctions actually mean to anybody. You know, because if
because you got some backdoor stuff that's going on, which is a whole nother conversation, and we're running out of time. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. We've got more coming up. Stay with us. It's just about 5 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on, stop.
Mr. President, thank you. Sorry. If it would help you, if it would help Special Counsel Robert Mueller get to the end of the Russia investigation.
Well, I'd like to see it end. Look, the whole Russian thing was an excuse. Excuse me. The whole Russian thing was an excuse for the Democrats losing the election, and it turns out to be just one excuse. I mean, today Hillary blamed Nigel Farage. That one came out of nowhere. So that was just an excuse for the Democrats losing an election that, frankly, they have a big advantage in the Electoral College. They should always be able to win in the Electoral College, but they were unable to do it. So there has been absolutely no collusion. It's been stated that they have no collusion. They ought to get to the end of it because I think the American public is sick of it.
Yeah, this thing is just going on. Well, they're more than sick of it. I mean, you think about all the money that's being spent on this, Scott. I mean, he's got a blank check, and they just keep on going. I mean, how long have they been doing this? And there's, of course, I understand. I mean, in a hurry, so slow down. Let's not be too presumptive here and preempt anything. But I mean, this thing just goes on and on. I mean, this is like turning into a witch hunt. You've had the time to do the investigations. Let's move on with this thing. The whole premise of a special prosecutor is it needs to start with a crime. And now we got a special prosecutor in search of a crime. And it's all to assuage some emotions and some nerves because, the Democrats screwed up. Hillary Clinton screwed up. And, they don't want to accept that. They want to, somehow figure that it had to be rigged. I mean, there was no way that leading into the election, when you had people saying it was going to be a landslide, that she was just going to run away with it, and to have it stolen out of her hands, the jaws of victory, it just was ripped right out of her teeth, and it had to be somebody, it had to be something. There was no way it could be Donald Trump.
She had to be cheated in some way, shape, or form by the patriarchy, Bill.
Right. Well, it's a white man. It's that white man deal, it's all that stuff, which is, come on, we just had a black activist that was kicked off in American Airlines, and what does she play? She plays the race card. Enough of this race card stuff. You get on a plane, you don't cause problems. She must have caused problems. I don't know. American Airlines isn't saying a whole lot here. But I think people need to understand. It's kind of like the same way. And I don't care, black, brown, pink, whatever. If you're on the streets of America and you're wearing a hoodie and you're looking like a Billy Bad Boy and you're causing problems and you have a police officer that comes up your six, then you better get humble real quick. You better, let's lower the hoodie, let's show some respect, and let's not cause problems. But if you go ahead and push the issue and, you know, raise the suspicion and the threat level with somebody who has a gun, and you may have a gun or you may not,
who's also,
you're asking for problems.
Who's also in a position of authority, by the way.
Yes, exactly.
I think it's a two-way street. I think there's things that the cops can do to be better at diffusing a situation, but at the same time, you can't lip off to them.
No. How would you like to be a police officer, Scott, knowing that every day you go out there, and of course, even with the numbers, it's still rare. But I mean, it's got to keep the men and women in blue a bit cautious when you go in and you're talking to somebody. You think, okay, it's the threat level's not there. And the next thing you know, you're getting shot and you're killed.
Well,
or you know somebody else that gets shot and killed. I mean, that could make you a little jumpy, I would think.
Well, that's the thing, is that they can't be so... they're in a position where they have to be willing to act in a moment's notice. And they have to be willing to react to the situation that's going on.
So when you're making judgments in nanoseconds, what you want to do is exacerbate and influence that judgment, right? So are you going to influence the judgment so that it goes in the direction of peace and calm, or are you going to raise it in agitation? I mean, this is what, it's no surprise to me that in some of these cases, when somebody out of their own ego wants to challenge somebody with a gun, and as you say, not respect authority and not respect the position that the police officer is in. You see, a lot is being talked about in terms of, you know, what happens on the other side, but very little is being said about what the police go through psychologically, what they're dealing with. I mean, every day almost you're hearing about a police officer being ambushed. Well, it may not happen in your zip code, but the fact that police officers are being targeted, and this has been the case probably in the last two decades, has been increasing for all kinds of reasons that police officers have been targeted. You got to kind of understand, and you got to figure out whose side you're on. So if you get yourself in trouble, even if it's pulled over for a speeding ticket, be respectful. Make sure, especially if it's at night, like my dad said, make sure the lights in the interior, you put your interior lights on. Roll down your windows. And, you know, today you get people, oh, well, I want to have, my windows tinted. And some are violating the law clearly. Others, you know, whatever. And they just think, okay, they're going to hold on to their tinted windows. Now, a police officer is coming on a car, cannot see through the tinted windows. The vision is impaired, and somehow that helps the situation. You know, you want to reduce the threat. There's no reason for you to be a threat. And, you know, for you to be in a car, I don't care if you've got all kinds of weaponry and you're in a car, you're at a disadvantage with a police officer. The only thing that you got going for you is surprise. And what do you think the officer knows? The officer knows the same thing. They know that they could be surprised as well, so they're cautious. And so you do everything you can to eliminate any threat whatsoever. You turn that interior light, you make sure the officer can see your hands, you keep your hands up on top of your steering wheel, and you don't make a move until the officer asks you to move. And you let him know. If he says, look it, I need to see your registration. Officer, it is in my glove compartment. I'm going to go to the glove compartment and get my documentation. And if for any reason whatsoever, if you are in a state where you have a concealed carry permit and you have a gun in that, it happens to be located in the same place where your registration is, then what I would do is say, officer, I want you to know I have a license to conceal carry, and my gun is in the same place of where my registration is. I will get out of the car. You can get it, but you don't want to be reaching for a gun. You want to do everything you can to minimize the threat. And Scott, I would think this is the same advice that you would tell your son.
Definitely, and it's also something that they teach you in the concealed carry class.
Right.
That hey, do not disarm yourself. Let the officer disarm you. It's in the class.
Right. Yeah, you have to be considered. You've got to understand what you're playing with in the situation that you're in, and you've got to put yourself in the officer's shoes. And what's happening is people are being insisting here on their own way and not understanding the officers, and they're getting themselves in trouble.
Eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
In an emergency, you need a fire, now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs lights wet wood, floats, and can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency or camp stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils 20 ounces of water in under 3 minutes with controllable heat and temps from 425 to 1500 degrees. Free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com and use discount code RADIO30 at the 3 times for 30% off your order. InstaFire. Fire in an instant.
The whole truth and nothing but the truth. This is Bill Martinez live.
Thank you. I'll see you in a little while.
Thanks, John.
I know how he feels. It depends on who you're talking about. There are some Republicans, frankly, that should be ashamed of themselves. But most of them, I'll tell you what, I know the Republican senators. Most of them are really, really great people. that want to work hard and they want to do a great thing for the American public. But you had a few people that really disappointed us. They really, really disappointed us. So I can understand fully how Steve Bannon feels. Okay? Thank you very much.
You know, Scott, whether it's, the Republicans or Democrats, it just comes down to individual character. And this is the thing that I have seen for a long time. And that is that there is really no singular focus and meaning to the party in terms of what is it willing to fall on its sword for. And this seems to be missing. It's caught up so much in compromise and intrigue, in feelings, people's feelings being hurt and, whatever, the whole gamut. It's all a distraction, but there's no centering. You know, there's a centering that needs to take place.
Well,
and I think this is what Paul Ryan's trying to do and get the party to understand, hey, look, like him or not, Donald Trump has tapped into something significant here, right?
Yeah. As far as not knowing what they're about, how much of that is because we're told every day, every news program almost, what the Democratic Party stands for, and how they're the all these great things, and then you got most of the channels out there that want to tell you how horrible the other side is, and this is their only, they don't like people, they don't like minorities, they don't like anything. And so, I mean, how much of what it's about is actually clouded in that. Mm-hmm. And then you finally had somebody come out who grabbed that mainstream attention, and he kind of showed what it's about. They're about America. They're about,
right.
Guns, things like that, mm-hmm. Family.
Well, they're living in reality, not theory. See, and what happened with the Obama administration, it was theory on steroids. I mean, it was as if, the faculty lounge got to run the country for 8 years. You know, all the things. I mean, if you could be a fly on the wall in these faculty lounges in these liberal enclaves here, you'd be amazed at the things that are said. And it's an echo chamber of people of the same thought, just, brewing and circulating the same type of ideas. And that's where Barack Obama was born out of. So there it is. You have a small minority of people, very, very small minority of people who consider themselves because, hey, they're in educational institutions. So these are the smart people, right? And the rest of the minions out there, they're idiots. They don't know better. And if you think not, well, let me remind you of Jonathan Gruber and his statements. I mean, that was a sincere thought. And you didn't hear anything of Barack Obama coming back and going, hey, wait a minute, this guy's off bounds. That's, that was totally inappropriate. No, he didn't, and even Jonathan Gruber, and they started bringing him back, and he was there. I said, what are you doing? What are you giving him place for? Whoa. We don't need any validation of that kind of thought. I don't care if it's a Republican, Democrat, Independent. But that kind of invalidation, that's been the problem over the last several decades, is we have this spirit of invalidation that has taken over our country. And it says, if you don't agree with me, then you have no place, and the First Amendment doesn't apply to you.
Well, yeah, and well, in one side is completely, they completely defend each other blindly. Look at how they blew up on O'Reilly, who was just allegations.
Yes.
And it was, two or three or whatever.
O'Reilly, as powerful as he was, where he was in his position, and also with Fox, I mean, like, Fox took one giant step backwards, and here it is, all on allegations, and,
is that he was standing behind someone, and I knew he was looking at me.
Well, yeah, and then it came out later that, of course, that was all a bunch of bunk. And this is, this is the deal, sadly. But
it goes beyond that, Bill, mm-hmm. because it's like I said, they're designed to protect each other, and it goes beyond that. It goes to who they're mm-hmm. appointing. Look at the Comey thing. He obviously had it set because he wrote the draft before even conducting an interview.
Yeah.
He had it dead set that, well, I'm not going to do anything with this.
Right. Right. Yeah, this is the thing that's coming out here. And so are people surprised? I mean, you know, people had to know, and I'm talking about, you know, the insiders and not somebody that had to be that deep into the swamp there to understand, you know, that Comey was a political animal. And, of course, it always cracks me up when people say, well, he's a great guy, you know, he's honest and integrous and he's apolitical and all that. You see, when people tell me that, I believe just the opposite, because you should know that without having somebody tell me that. Well, you know, that tells me that it's still an objective and a goal. It's not an is. It's a hope to.
I agree and I disagree. You know, if I'm talking to you and you're telling me about somebody I don't know, and you say, yeah, he's a great guy. I don't think he'd do you wrong. Something like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's something that I'm going to listen to. But if you started telling me that I'm just this really honest guy, and you know, I'll never do you wrong.
Right.
Hold on here a minute.
Yes.
You know.
Well, that's when the flags go up. Sure. But, exactly. Yeah. It's interesting because when you give some recommendation for a third party, to me that seems to carry more weight than self-aggrandizement.
Yeah, definitely, and being that it was always other people talking about it, I think he went against character on a lot.
Hey, by the way, did I ever tell you how great I am?
Every break, I just
that's why you're bringing this up. Huh?
Well, no.
Well, I'm gonna try to back off. I'm gonna try and do it every other break now.
But they they talk about collusion on during the Trump campaign. Let's talk about the collusion that happened in this investigation.
Again, it's that one finger going forward, three coming back. You know, you see all the collusion within the Democratic Party. The information that was given from CNN to Hillary during the debate with Donna Brazile, all this. I mean, there's so many scandals and manipulations that were taking place that it's just disgusting. They talk about this stuff.
How about them basically forcing Bernie out of the race?
Sure. Oh, yeah.
I mean, they even colluded.
Well, I like what they did. I like what they did in California. They called California before the vote was in. I mean, basically, you know, because they said, well, hey, suddenly we recounted. She's got all the numbers, so we don't need California. So then the rest of California, you know, checked out. So here's Bernie riding high, neck and neck with Hillary all the way. And then, of course, you know, they pulled the rug out from underneath him and, you know, his numbers tank. And, you know, she just goes cruising into the nomination. And so the coronation is still on schedule.
Yeah. And it's, you know, it's stuff like that I wish that they'd pay more attention to, because that is collusion. That is everything.
Well,
it'll be interesting
with all this stuff, as you say, with the Comey issue, how much comes and more information is being found out about Bill Clinton and Loretta Lynch on the tarmac. I mean, this is the kind of stuff that mainstream America says, you know what, I don't have time for this. I mean, all this little nuance and these Game of Thrones and all this, you know, I've got food to put on the table. I've got a job to go to. I'll let you knuckleheads deal with that stuff. Meanwhile, I'm going to go ahead and live life and let, you know, let the shootout take place, whatever is going to happen, and I'm going to take care of my family.
Which more and more I think that the tarmac thing was an actual... I don't know. The old conspiracy theory mind here says that they wanted to do that because it pulled Loretta Lynch out of it, because nobody, you know, if she came out and said it. So then they went to the, you know, that great honest guy, you know, the guy that they were telling us was so honest.
Yeah, that's right.
Then it fell back to him. And then when he came out, we initially, oh, hey. And we both listened to it. I thought they were going to get indicted.
Oh, without a doubt. He went down the whole list. You go, oh, my God, she's going to get indicted. And then all of a sudden he goes, well, no, there's nothing there. You know, and of course, we talked to the Met Whitaker the next day. I said, you know, you're a prosecutor. Would you not do that? He goes, are you kidding me? In a heartbeat, without a doubt. Well, the conversation continues. Thank you so much for being with us. It's just about 28 minutes after the top of the hour. Stay with us. We got more coming up.
Franklin Graham calls it a must-see.
Don't you dare tell me about the love and the compassion of your so-called God.
Mike Huckabee calls it a giant step forward for the faith-based genre.
Do you believe that God hears?
God always answers prayer.
Jerry Falwell Jr. says Let There Be Light offers forgiveness and hope when it's needed most. Kevin Sorbo and Sean Hannity present the most anticipated Christian movie of the year, Let There Be Light. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13 in theaters October 27. Find a theater at lettherebelightmovie.com.
I have
to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep.
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom sleep gels. They're non-habit forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom sleep gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient diphenhydramine hydrofluoride.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Your opinion really does matter. Bill Martinez live, without a doubt.
See, you thought we were kidding, huh? Well, look, if we're going to get this country back on track, it's not a Republican or a Democratic thing, an independent thing. It's an us thing, United States kind of thing, all right? We got to think higher than the partisanship. We're getting bogged down in all this unnecessary stuff, wasting time and money. Oh, yeah, by the way. This is why we have Michael Dougherty in here to straighten us out. I think, Michael, we need, you know, kind of some electronic or technical slap in the face to say, wake up. Get your act together, okay? Michael, go ahead.
You know, you talk about, I always use the analogy of what happens with children of wealthy families that grow up and know nothing more than pure abundance. And that's what a lot of people in this country are. We are a wealthy country with pure abundance. The World War II generation is fading fast. And stories aren't coming down, and then our educational system clouds all this, and then you bring in an influx of people that want to partake in the fruit without paying the price, and come in illegally, and it's just a recipe for a real problem. And hopefully, when you say slap in the face, hopefully we're not going to have any more harder slaps in the face. Obviously, a lot of people have woken up, but we have to get the coastlines to wake up.
Yeah, and people to understand that we've got to focus on the majors. You know, there seems to be a lot of focus on the minors right now, and we're missing a grander point. Scott and I were talking about this earlier. Is that we're not quite standard yet. We're not at that point where we can begin to look at all. We see a lot of problems, but we need to focus on what is it that makes America great. If we want to be great again, we got to go back and realize what was it that made America great to begin with. And then we can go back and recapture that hill and that position, and we'll be okay. You know, whether it has to do with the NFL, taking a knee, not taking a knee, you know, Korea, you know, Hillary Clinton and James Comey and all this noise, the immigration, as you mentioned. I mean, I was looking at these immigration numbers the other day, Michael, and it's a disaster what's going on and how, you know, how many immigrants we have in the country. And this is not to say, you know, it's not to make any prejudiced decision here, but it's to be able to say, look, it has this helped, has this added or taken away? And when you consider poverty levels and how many kids, I think a third of the kids that are living in poverty belong to homes of immigrants. And so what it would seem to indicate is that to some degree, they're not assimilating. And I think that's the big issue, is they're not assimilating. And on top of that, you know, they're just, you know, there's other things, other dynamics that are taking place. I mean, because we have an immigration program. It says, look, you want to come here legally, you have to you have to have certain requirement that you have to meet. You cannot be a liability on the state or the country. You've got to add to. But we, meanwhile, we've made so much accommodation for immigrants that we basically have brought in a lot of people that they don't have a desire to assimilate. They want to bring their country into America and have America adjust to them, not the other way around.
And this is because we've elected people that are not doing it for straightforward reasons. They're doing it to flood the pool. So, because, listen, if you understand freedom and understand this country, you're not going to vote for people that give it away. And so they have to bring in others to flood the system. And but, you know, the other thing is we are a country of immigrants. You know, my grandparents came over from Greece. They had nothing. They started with nothing. They became very successful. Let me tell you, they didn't become, they became conservative because you understand anyone that doesn't come from a wealthy, you know, and not every kid out of a wealthy family, but you understand the analogy. And whenever you give it away, whenever you give it away, no matter what it is, it's not appreciated. It's the human condition.
Exactly.
And the problem is we have too many people that don't get that, and that is the arrogance of those people. I mean, who are you to ruin my existence for what I work for?
Well, the deal is the more deleterious thing to look at, and it's one party in particular, you know, specifically, and I'll call out the Democrats. The Democrats are guilty of this. They have developed this into an art form. This is how they've secured themselves, is they figure, as you say, they're going to, you know, load up the pool and give away all this stuff. And, you know, we've had founding fathers, other wise men before, and there's no contest to it. Hey, you give people something for free, they're beholden to you. And so that's what's happened, is these people have been beholden. They have bought their vote, and they've bought their vote. Not, you know, it's not like Hillary Clinton's writing a check for the vote, okay? Don't even think about it.
Quite the contrary. She's keeping every Weinstein.
Well, exactly. I mean, she's not even about because she already spent it. I mean, initially said she was going to turn it back, but then she decided, Jesus, no, I already spent that money. That's my excuse.
That was after she said that it's already gone to the charities.
Yes,
that
right.
That money's part of the charity.
She said, well, you know, I give 10%, and it's going to be part of that. Well, no, because 10% is what you make. What Harvey Weinstein gave you was on top of that. So you need to give, you know, that's on top. That's not, you know, you don't consider Harvey Weinstein as part of your income. So you're only going to give 10% of what Harvey Weinstein. I mean, you know, this is all, you know, it's all a game of semantics. She doesn't give it to you straight. She drives you nuts, you know, when you talk to her. But yet, you know, here she is on this endless book tour. It's like, oh, my goodness, this is a song that'll never end.
Well, this is why she's so terrible, but Obama was so good. Obama is like the guy at the controls just snickering and cracking up because he knows how to throw a politically incorrect story in, put all the Republicans on their back heels, and then just snicker.
Yeah.
Where she's not that smart. Bill Clinton was smart, too, but Obama was the best at this. He'd sit there and go, okay, go ahead and make yourselves look bad. I'm going to allow all these people in from all over the world, and you people have to defend yourselves for not wanting them,
exactly.
Even though they're illegal and everything else. Because
and even
so
though I broke
power,
the law to do that.
We're going to lie about everything.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Right.
Yeah. And the thing is that, by the way, see, this is the deal. This is, again, where Barack Obama took such grave advantage of the hearts of Americans. And I say the hearts of Americans that want to you know, do right and get beyond all this, you know, this black injustice and this reparation and ideas and all this stuff. And I'm not trying to minimize it and trivialize the situation. Look, I understand there's been some serious issues, and those serious issues need to be dealt with. But to be dealing with them en masse, they get so convoluted, Michael, that you don't know who's taking a knee, why they're taking a knee, what they're doing, the fist is up, that, you know, everything. It's all an issue of disrespect. And then you got Spike Lee, who I will say, I think the guy's brilliant. He's incredibly gifted. But then he says the stupid thing like, oh, you know, this is the plantation. You know, these are your slaves on the plant. He makes a reference to the plantation. Go, Spike, help me remember. I look back in history and I didn't see where the slaves owned 55% of the plantation. So how do you get there with this plantation thing?
Well, you stir the pot, you stir the base. You keep, there's a certain amount of people that you go, and then you have the media play magnification, and all of a sudden everyone believes it's called gaslighting.
But Michael, this is the point. See, if we're not going to get back to the point of centeredness, whether it's the media, if we're not strong enough, I mean, here you got Jane Fonda, who, you know, speaking of Weinstein, says that, you know, she's not very proud of the United States. Well, you know what, Jane, last time I checked, you're still part of the United States. So what are you doing to make it proud? What is your contribution? Oh, your contribution is seeing somebody being violated and not saying anything, you know. And then some of these other gals who are somehow being risen to some level of heroin, and they were quiet all along, you know, and didn't back up. You know, what happened to the Yaya sisterhood? What happened?
Well, until their millions were in the bank, they weren't going to say anything. So you're not a hero if you point something out, but you don't risk anything. There was no risk on their part after.
Exactly. Well, to me, the heroines are the gals that, you know, lost their career, gave it all up, and they're serving pancakes at Denny's.
That's
you
right.
know, those, but you won't hear about those gals or those guys, because there's guys involved too. And I think, you know, we haven't even begun to really touch. I mean, some people, I mean, you're at the very tip of the iceberg. It's a lot deeper. That's why the cockroaches are running, man, because the light is on. Michael Dougherty is with us. The conversation continues, and we got a lot more. Stay with us. 18 before the top of the hour right now.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. Call now. That's 800-540-8816.
Are you a Catholic with traditional values, seeking traditional worship, but are fed up, angry, and disgusted by corruption in the church? If so, then consider Servants of the Holy Family, a community of priests and brothers who are fighting those who have infiltrated the church, intending to create a one-world government and one-world religion. Help and support this great cause. Visit servi.org, spelled S-E-R-V-I.org. Come to our Mass. Become a priest or brother now at servi.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
People moving out, people moving in, why? Because of the color of the skin.
Send your emails direct, NSA free, to Bill at BillMartinezLive.com.
They are going to people showing videos of Donald Trump insulting Islam and Muslims in order to recruit more radical jihadists. Seen rage and violence directed at American embassies over an awful internet video that we had nothing to do with.
Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, it's Way Like Me. Fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. It is a ball of confusion, no doubt about it. It's all being turned around and twisted, but hey, look, it for people of faith, no surprise, we were told there would be that day when that which is right would be called wrong, good would be evil, sweet would be sour, and here we are in the 21st century America, and I know if anybody is taking a knee, it's to Almighty God to say, heaven help us, because this is going down fast, Michael Dougherty.
Well, you can't circle and confuse is a conscious strategy, and you can't make God's amends. So when you have politicians that come in, and they know that there's just enough people to get them over the finish line, that if they circle and confuse, they'll get a shot. Mm-hmm. And this is the damage of our lack of education, when we put such obstructionists in so that everything that is good for you is considered bad for you, because you're supposed to be nice and give everything away for free. I mean, it all starts with fishers of men. So, I still am always hopeful, because I'm crazy optimistic. I mean, we all know it'll all eventually work out. That doesn't mean I don't rage every day, because who am I kidding? I rage all the time. Mm-hmm. And I'm in a sort of constant battle mode with the DC establishment these days. But at the same time, it doesn't take my life away from me. But it's important that people understand that people are trying to take your life away from you. And you can't just sit there anymore and ignore this. You just can't. And that doesn't mean you turn into a crazy radical activist, but it does mean you vote and you pay attention.
You got to know what you believe in, Michael. That's the problem. Like you said, the idea of all this confusion, I mean, that's all part of the Marxist playbook. Let's confuse people. We'll take away their history. We'll make that which was good. You know, let's take all the statues away. let's, you know, control their history, because we know that, as Orwell said, whoever controls the past controls the, you know, the present and the future. And this is what's happening. All these institutions, all these things that make up America, good and bad and everything else. But people don't understand, you know, and you can blame the institute. You can blame, you know, our educational institutions to a certain degree. But it comes down to self-responsibility. You know, we were talking with Ken Blanchard yesterday about self-leadership, and it's really about self-responsibility. And if we don't exercise that, then we're just going to be like the rest of the minions, and we need to look to the Barack Obamas and the Nancy Pelosi's for guidance, because, you know, we're a bunch of idiots.
Well, that's terrifying. And what's also terrifying is, don't, you know, technology broke the back for a while of the mainstream media, but don't underestimate the new mainstream in technology. Be wary of Google and Facebook and Twitter, because they notice who's tight with the government and who feels like they're saving the world. These people are self-appointed now social justice warriors. Who do they think they are?
And, they've got a lot of force now. I mean, look what happened, you know, and here it is, you know, this scandal that's coming out, that how, you know, you talk about after all this money we spent, we go, oh, actually, of all people, Facebook has been manipulated. You know, the Russians, you know, took over ransom ads, but it's like, come on, give me a break. I mean, the number of ads they ran, it wasn't like a bazillion dollar campaign. I mean, it was minuscule when you look at the exact numbers that they spent. But nonetheless, you know, if nothing else, Michael, they were trolling to see, okay, hey, how can this work? And somebody gave it some research money, said, hey, go check it out. Let's go and, you know, we'll throw some hooks out there and see what happens, see if there's some patterns we can find out.
But I'd be careful about that narrative, because gaslighting is what is relentlessly going on right now. And by mean gaslighting, I mean saying the same thing over and over and over again, that at the beginning seems so ridiculous. And just because of sheer repetition, you get beaten down and overwhelmed, and then you believe it, and then you think it's true. And this
whole, because you hear it so often. Yeah, exactly.
Right. And this whole narrative, this whole, oh, now, I mean, look, you know, going and researching the foreign governments is old as the hills. Mm-hmm. So that type of information and that much power, it's terrifying to watch Facebook, to me, go, oh, yeah, because I see Comey, until I see otherwise, I see the breadth of Comey's investigation compared to the stark same group of people completely ignoring Hillary Clinton and the DNC and David Wasserman Schultz. I mean, the silence is deafening on truly worse things compared to this. And yet, and then look who's together trying to act so concerned. When you got Facebook and the FBI and all those people together, I get very nervous because the internet and social media should be really a place for complete boundless freedom, even the freedom to make a complete idiot of yourself. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if we lose that, then, you know, the wagon starts to circle. So I get a little nervous about that whole narrative, because I'm not trusting this whole investigation yet.
Well, the deal is that you're right. I mean, because we're really not getting down. You know, Donald Trump says drain the swamp. Well, that sounds good. But what's getting drained here? I mean, I don't see anything getting drained. Wasserman Schultz is well protected. Nobody's going after Hillary, whether it's Benghazi, the emails, and on and on. I mean, you know, so they can't go after Hillary. So what do? They go after this, you know, this junior Navy submariner, Christian Saucier, which we're, you know, soliciting signatures for a petition that we can send to the commander in chief to say, look, you need to exonerate this kid. I mean, you know, he takes some pictures, takes some selfie pictures inside of a nuclear sub. It's classified as a low-level classified infraction that traditionally would have led to maybe a reduction in rank, or, you know, a slap in the hands or something, or some extra guard duty or whatever. But no, they, you know, 11 years later, they put him through the ringer, and he's not even judged in a military court. He's judged in a civil court. And
that's what they do.
And he spends a year in jail,
and
Michael.
The media doesn't report this because they're afraid. This is the terrifying part, is that, like, okay, you got, you know, justice for all? No, give me a break.
Right.
You know, and this narration that's going on is ridiculous. you know, this whole type of incredible, you know, relentless going at this narrative is crazy, because it's, we have to understand that it's not lying. It is the silence. It is what's not reported. It's between the lines.
Right.
It sounds like English, but you have to speak lawyer.
Right. Right.
You know, and that's tough, and that's scary stuff, but we have to get very sophisticated.
But
the devil doesn't wear red with horns on his, on his head.
No, it's not that obvious. But yet, the thing is that we're also not that ignorant to know when we're being worked. But if you don't know what it is that you believe in and what America stands for, then you've got the America that you have today that's confused and, as you say, has been bamboozled by all the lawyer ease that goes out there. Perfect case in point, as you and I have discussed before, is Obamacare. You want to blow your brains up in 3 pages? Try and read the first of the 2,700 pages of Obamacare. The Affordable
Care Act. And then look at how obvious it is it's a failure. And the news acts like if you want to change it, you're vilifying.
Well, of course,
it's terrifying. It's like, are you kidding me?
Right.
And what's terrifying is if they get away with it.
Well, the deal, and you knew this was going to happen. We said this from the get go, Michael. When the Republicans, you know, when this thing started to fail, if the Republicans didn't come up and shore up the lack and the failure of the Affordable Care Act, they were going to get blamed, and it was going to be told that they purposely destroyed Obamacare. And so this gives them every right, reason, and justification to be obstructionist, because we deprived the American people of this wonderful health care program that, like anything that comes from the socialistic Democratic Party, is that it's never enough. If you only gave us a little bit more money, we just need a little bit more money, we'd have gotten it over the hill. It would have been, you know, the inertia of the program, because it's so good, it would have redeemed itself.
Liars keep on lying, and Trump is only the first inning of the battle. Really, it is. And because this thing's been allowed to morph for a century, so people have to, like, stand back and look what he's going through, and that just validates what a war this is.
Well, Michael, we got to wrap things up here, but, you know, I am concerned still, as you are, about Facebook. I mean, the culture is being conditioned to look to Facebook as, basically it's replacing the media as the third rail of our governmental system. I think this is dangerous.
Elderly dangerous. But we've avoided both before, so I stay optimistic.
That's what I love about you. I love your optimism. And I'm right with you. For the most part, we're just, you know, our job is to call it out for what we're seeing and let people know that there's threats on the horizon here, and we need to go into this with our eyes wide open. We can no longer accept that, hey, I understand everybody's busy, but you need to invest a little bit of your time. You know, being since you're watching less football these days, you can take some of that time and invest it in some civics classes and civics understanding, because we need you on the front lines to understand what's going on. Michael Dougherty has been with us. Always great to have Michael. Michael, the author of The Devil Inside the Beltway, the shocking expose of the U.S. government's surveillance and overreach into cybersecurity, medicine, and small business. Thank you, Michael.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Dr. Carol.